star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
And yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. It is that time once again. We're going to get questions answered. Whatever questions you may have about being safe on the roadways, the highways, the backways, the waterways, the skyways, whatever way it may be that you need to travel, we're going to have your questions answered today. You need to get it answered, 979-836-9937, or you always send us an email to the studio here, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. And as always, with us here from the DPS, Corporal Jimmy Morgan. And, sir, thank you very much for coming with us again today.
Absolutely.
Always glad to have you here and discuss whatever it is that we need to know. There's always something new that you're discussing with us, and we'll have fun while we're doing it, too.
We'll try.
That's it.
I have a special guest today.
I did notice that.
You know, it's summertime. Kids want to go to the lakes.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we had a lot of water.
Yes, you did.
So,
a little bit.
So I got to thinking. I went up to Lake Somerville the other day, and I start looking at the lake and what's going on. And it just kind of, you know, I need to have somebody on that knows about lakes, water safety, and what's going on. And instead of me trying to guessing at everything, so I asked Mr. Attaway from the Corps of Engineers to join us today, Emmett Attaway. So he's here as a special guest, and I appreciate you, Mr. Attaway, being on today. And so we'll go over Lake Somerville, I guess would be the closest lake here. A lot of people probably go to. So we'll cover Lake Somerville and some things today, and we'll get into some other questions. And so probably a little house cleaning that I probably need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Last show, I think we got a couple callers concerned about a certain intersection.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, the one over there by...
I don't know. I see Chapel Hill Road on the north side of this thing. I think it was labeled, somebody called in and said it was another road. Well, there's some confusion what it actually is.
It's being combined.
Okay.
Their Chapel Hill Street is coming off and is cutting across, and they're going to combine this road. Going into 290.
Now, typically, I'm a trooper.
Mm-hmm.
I enforce state traffic laws and all that. Now, I have a relationship with TxDOT, and I have to have that. I've had it since I've been a trooper.
Yeah,
we work together.
I'm sure it helps.
They see something, let us know. We see something or hear something, we let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, there's something we can work out to get whatever. The main thing is to get it resolved if it's something can be done. So there was concerns, and like I told the listeners, is that I got to be honest with you, I don't know exactly where you're talking about, exactly what the problem. So when I left the other day,
mm-hmm.
I went out there, and I sat there and almost saw an accident while I was there, and it quickly dawned on me, we may have a little problem here if you're not paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and so there's some markings out on the roadway that are confusing to some of the motorists out there. And so I did visit with here with the local TxDOT office, and we looked at it. He's going to visit with his supervisors and stuff. They're going to look to see if there's possibly something we can do to make it a little bit easier to understand what's going on in that particular intersection mm-hmm. there. So
it's all new.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all new.
But they understood where they're, you know, kind of looks like there may be some mark. So I'm hoping when it's all said and done, you'll see a marking where the left turn lane will not only be the turn lane for the turnaround, but you can then follow that same lane up and go up and make the left turn at Chapel Hill Road. And the other two lanes would be strictly lanes that would continue to go on the access road there.
Okay.
So they're going to a little paint with a little extra signage. I think we can resolve that.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what the game plan was when I left. So, if you do have any other concerns, highway, whatever, try your local TxDOT office first. Obviously, I'll entertain your call. I don't mind trying to answer whatever, try to make sense of it myself. And if I can help out, I'll certainly do that. But that's where I'm going to go, mm-hmm. I mean, when I get the call. So, again, we're working on that. We'll see if we can get that maybe worked out, and hope it makes it better and a little understand mm-hmm. For motorists to what's going on out there.
Well, just want to say on behalf of the listeners, thank you.
Oh, well.
For that, for you taking their call and actually going out and doing a little bit of work for them. Hey, we appreciate that.
Well, it's just part of my job.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sure you don't hear thank you quite enough in your line of duties.
No, only for my mom.
So there, from here, you know, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you made a few friends out there too, just by saying that. You know, as you're actually working.
I don't know.
You're actually doing something.
Yeah, well, finally got them out of the donut shop. Okay. Yeah, all right. I understand. I got it.
I didn't want to go there. Okay. But you know.
All right. So, Mr. Attaway. Obviously, there's been a lot of water in our area lakes. I had a few questions and stuff when I visited with you the other day, and I thought I was, you know, I think I called about half of Fort Worth before I actually got to visit with you on the phone, and thanks again for being here. But, so I did get some other phone calls, and, but and I said, no, I finally got with the gentleman. We're going to sit and visit, but, can you tell us a little bit about Lake Somerville? What's going on? What's the hazards? What are you seeing out there? What are the rules that something you like to pass on to people that are sitting in with their kids and saying, Dad, I want to go to Lake Somerville? And the answer is, what do you say?
Well, currently right now the lake is at elevation 258 to 24, 29, somewhere in that neighborhood. We got to open the gates yesterday a little bit to let water start relieving some of the water on the lake. We got to 258, 34 before we got to open our gates. Part of this lake is designed for a flood control reservoir. So basically we're doing what we were designed to do, to solve the floods on the Brazos River. All the lakes in this chain above me, which is Belton, Stillhouse, Whitney, Waco, Aquila, Georgetown, and Granger, we're all in this area to stop a flood on the Brazos River.
Okay.
So, and we all our dams done what we were supposed to do. Now, that rain and all the flooding that happened on the Brazos fell, all that rain was behind our dams. We caught all the water we could catch, and we were about to spill over.
Okay, so Brazos River, so that would then, and which it was pretty swollen out, even in, I guess when I cross over from Milam to Robinson County, I always look down because when I go to Bryan all the time, and I realize, is that the highest use? And I'm hearing 92 was the last time this happened.
Yeah, 91, 92, the Brazos flooded all the bottom from 60, 50, all that bottom outer area was all flooded mm-hmm. out.
So, is the lake open, closed, or what are we saying?
Most of the parks on the lake are currently closed because I think one of the marinas is high enough that he can still have campers and stuff. But most of the lake is closed to boating. All the boat ramps are all underwater.
Mm-hmm.
If they do get on the water, you know, they need to be careful. They need to make sure they're wearing their life jackets for one thing, because if something does happen to them, rescue is going to take a little longer. Because we're going to have a hard time getting our boats in the water. The game wardens are going to have a hard time getting their boats in the water. So will Washington County Rescue have their hard time getting their boat in the water. Because there's no ramps to get these things off and get them in the water.
I was visiting with a game warden the other day, a buddy of mine. And we were talking about life jackets. Glad to point that out. If you're under age of 13, must have the jacket on. It
yes,
must
sir.
Be a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. Must be on a child under 13, and then if you're 13 or over, then that has to be in reach. I really was shocked at the age of 13, but hey, look, I thought it may be a little higher than that, but it has to be where they can reach it and view, I guess. I don't know how they enforce all that. And then if you're operating a boat, if you were born in 1993, September 1st, 1993 or after, you're required to be through the have that boater safety course that they're required to have. So if you're planning to go out and your kid is about this age and he says, Dad, I want to operate the boat, remind yourself there's certain things you probably need to research before you allow that to happen and make sure you're in compliance just in case you get contacted. Now, we got logs. We got all kinds of debris. I asked this question, and I'm not trying to pinpoint you down here. It's just a thought of mine, and this came up because I thought I read an article the other day It was more down towards Houston. Whatever happened, the flooding that happened, there was a release of, I guess, some waste water and stuff. So my concern was on the lakes that we have up here, do we have a concern, and is the quality of water ever checked, and who does that if it is, and how often is that done where you take samples of the lake water and to have an idea that it's safe to operate a boat in, but it's also safe to go swimming. Who does that?
Well, the TCEQ tests the water. They do frequently test the fresh water because fresh water is inherently, even though we drink fresh water, we purify the fresh water.
Right.
So fresh water inherently has something in it that could be detrimental to us, not detrimental, but could cause a rash or something like that to us at the time. Especially in a high heat, you know, we've heard of the amoeba that can go up your nostril and cause problems. That's in 100-degree water or 80-degree water in shallow stagnant water. But that's in fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
But here, our lake, we're kind of a rural lake, so most of the runoff that we get are coming out of pastures and stuff like that. And by and far, most of the water in Somerville is not, hasn't been tested that bad. I know of one lake that's currently, Waco has a sewer lift station for the city of Waco that's underwater that they can't get to repair because of the lake level being so high.
Hey, Craig, this may interest you. So I was sitting there, and I think Craig's probably a hunterman, fisherman type guy.
I've done those things periodically,
yeah,
yes.
You kind of look. Yeah. So anyway, I was looking. I got to be honest with you. I grew up around Lake Stillhouse, Lake Belton, Harker Heights area. Mm-hmm. Dad was military. And I didn't visit Lake Somerville a lot. And I'll be honest with you, I think I've been out a couple times for job-related situations. But I'm sitting here looking at the fish that's in Lake Somerville. There's a lot of good. I mean, this is a good lake, right? I mean, I'm seeing a largemouth bass, weight 13 pounds 0.6, March 4th, 2009, a Stephen Villa. Now, Vela, I don't know if this is how current this is. Vela. I don't know if that's still up to date as if somebody's got something bigger than that, it's not showing.
I haven't heard anything.
So, you know, and it's got, it says here, on some of these fish that they caught, like white bass, they said they use a jig. And now on this black bass, largemouth bass, it doesn't say what they're using. Now, the flathead catfish, which I like catfish. 50 pounds, 0.3 was the weight, and it's, you know what they use for bait. I think you'd be interested.
What's that? Chicken leg?
No, it says telephone. What does that mean?
Telephone.
I'm just saying. I mean, huh? Is that right? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Are you allowed to joke on this show? I don't know.
Evidently what, you are.
So, that was caught April 16th, 2014. Elizabeth Cockrell used an earthworm. So, congratulations. Really? Okay. So, ladies are fishermen, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing, crappie. You can get some good crappie out there.
Oh, I'm sitting there going, I have a boat, and I'm getting where I'm thinking. I may, you know, when everything settles down, I may take a trip and spend a day out there. So, but
stripes are good out there. They get
man,
all kinds
I
of
tell you, I'm impressed. I didn't have no idea that. But so, how big is Lake Somerville?
The normal elevation, we cover 11,460 acres of water.
Whoa!
So and that's about 102 miles of shoreline. Currently, we're covering almost 32,000 acres of water now. With a flood pool.
That's a big lake. I mean, it sounds big.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's good.
Whatever.
Good size.
Is that, like, when I say Stillhouse Lake, that's certainly, I think, bigger than Stillhouse Lake. What about Lake Belton?
They're probably bigger because they're deeper lakes and they're longer lakes.
Right, okay. I got you.
Now, we may cover more acreage because we flatten out, but they're narrower because they're in the river canyons or other in those canyon areas of the river.
Well, I certainly know that. A lot of people were waiting. I don't think we wanted it kind of this way, but we all knew we needed rain, and we needed a lot of it to catch up from 2011. We had a lot of lakes in desperate need. We had, you know, we got more and more people moving to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We got people expanding neighborhoods, and the use of water is up. Water is right. If it's not right with oil, it's pretty close to oil. It's something we think of now that where we used 20 years ago, we probably didn't think of it like we do now. But especially with fracking and all this stuff, there's water on table concerns and everything else. But this really helped us out, and I'm going to say I feel sorry for the people that had damage over this, but the water was needed. I just wish we could have got this without the property damage and mm-hmm. people losing their lives and all that on some of the tornadoes that we've had. And so I'm just glad that we actually got some of this water and helped the lakes out, especially here at Lake Somerville.
We need to take a break real quick.
Sure.
We're going to gather some thoughts and get some more questions together. If you have questions this morning, you give them a call here at the studio, 979-836-9937. Or you can shoot us an email here. We're checking that, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. If you have a question for Corporal Jimmy Morgan or if it's for Emmett Attaway from the Corps of Engineers, either way, you can give us a question answered this morning here on KWHI. Back in just moments.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways and septic rock. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekday 7:30 till 5 until noon on Saturday. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784.
The hot, dry summer is just around the corner. Time to get your water well system checked. Call Justin Bilski with JB Water Well Service at 979-830-0625. Justin can check your complete system to ensure it's working properly. Time to start watering the yard and fill the swimming pool. Justin offers free estimates, water testing, pump service, and repair. Also constant pressure pumps, solar pumps, water conditioning systems, and now trenching. Call 979-830-0625 today to schedule a checkup or visit online at jbwaterwellservice.com. JB Water Well Service, licensed and insured.
The weather is beautiful and you're finally able to get out of the house and do some of the things you love, working in your yard and flower beds, your garden, or playing a round of golf. But you're unable to enjoy it because you're in pain. Barte Chiropractic in Brenham can help you get active again. And for a limited time, they're offering a special $49 rate for new patients. If you're suffering from back pain, neck or shoulder pain, or pain down the back of your leg, chiropractic care from Barte Chiropractic may be the answer. For $49, you'll be examined by Dr. Ron Barte, get x-rays if necessary, and Dr. Barte will discuss your condition and treatment options. There's no reason to go through this spring and summer in pain, when relief may just be a phone call away. To take advantage of this limited time offer of just $49 for your new patient examination, x-rays if necessary, and consultation, call Barte Chiropractic today at 979-836-5591. Visit them at 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham or at BarteChiropractic.com. This offer does not include Medicare.
Here's a name. Put it in your mind and never forget it. When you need a tow, think about this name. When I mention it, you'll think of quick, friendly service. When you hear this name, that will be all you need to know about getting your vehicle towed. This wrecker service offers fast service for gas and can even unlock your vehicle if you're locked out. When somebody asks you about getting their vehicle towed, you'll think of this name because it means flatbed service is available and we tow all makes and models. Think Krennic Wrecker. Call us at 976-836-5473. A name worth remembering.
Boss has office products for less. Boss has a wide selection of items in stock at great low prices, all available for free next business day delivery. Jump aboard their We Buy Local campaign and start saving today. When you buy local, your dollars stay in the local community supporting the local economy. And Boss has discounted pricing on over 35,000 items, not just a few to lure you in. Buy local. Choose Brenham Office Supply, 304 West Main in downtown Brenham. Brenham Office Supply congratulates the Brenham High School graduation class on a job well done.
People often mark life's special moments with a picture. Me, I'm more of a planner than a photographer, so I mark those occasions with the help of Woodman. When life changes, so do your insurance needs. Trust Woodman to be with you through life.
Call Sydney Sharper, Amanda Coring, or Russell Coring at Woodman of the World at 979-836-8232.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman, with you through life.
vivid colors, wildlife. You're instantly engaged at the Moody Gardens Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids. Moments later, you're transported through image and sound at the MG 3D Theater. Next, it's the thrill of the zip line. Then you unwind along the lazy river at Palm Beach. Later, golf, the spa, and a dreamy overnight stay at the hotel awaits. Take a moment. Immerse yourself at Moody Gardens. Visit moodygardens.org for tickets and hotel packages.
Safety Talk here on KWHI. Craig Montana joined in studio by Corporal Jimmy Morgan from the DBS and Emmett Attaway from the Corps of Engineers. Again, if you have questions, feel free to call 979-836-9937 or send us an email. That's, again, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. And as always, you'll get an answer. You'll get some form of an answer. It may not be the best one. It may be not what you want to hear, but you'll get an answer.
I try to at least be straightforward.
Yeah. And if not, it'll be put in the Rolodex to save for later.
So the caller wants to know if a lake is flooded. And he said roadway. It doesn't have to be an FM road. It could be a county road. It could be a private road.
Yeah, I don't
can
know
you
if
la-
if it's
can
flooded.
You can you launch from a road? If the lake is not closed, and if you're not going around barricades to launch the boat, the transportation code does not deal what they deal with barricades, water barricades. Mm-hmm. But far as if there's none of them up, and I told the caller, really, it's going to really come down to the situation where law enforcement is looking at what you're wanting to do and where you're wanting to do it. Because some in one location, it may be a yes answer that you can, and another location, it may be a no answer. So. It's a good question. I just think where you want to do it at, you probably have to get law enforcement out there and let them look at the situation to actually give you an answer. And he would, the game warden, certainly we, game wardens have authority, transportation code authority, so they can get involved in that. But they also have wildlife and lake authority and stuff like that. So they have a little bit more insight and probably, and I do know what's going on with the lake. So there's a lot of questions to be asked before you can say yes or no on that question.
All right, I think we got another phone call here. You're on Safety Talk. We had a phone call. Call back.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? People get nervous.
Do they?
I think
with
so.
With me?
Yeah, well, you're an authority figure.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Don't tell my wife that. Mr. Attaway, you know, before all this rain hit and all that, I was reading articles. I do more reading now than I did when I was in school. Yeah. For some reason. Oh, I have to keep up with what's going on. But anyway, do you know, have they told you, or is there any plans for our listeners, is there any other areas where when you sit back and you watch this rain and the rivers and stuff, and you have a very good knowledge of what lakes help rivers from flooding and all that, do you foresee, if it's something you can't say, it's fine, I understand that. But do you foresee another lake being built, say, when I say the area, anywhere from here to Belton Lake, in between, is there any other lakes that, where there's concern on water flow in certain rivers in certain areas, where it looks like maybe the Corps or somebody's going to have to do something to do water control? Is there any more lakes actually being talked about that you're aware of?
Not at this time.
Okay. But I always wonder that. You know, we got, as Houston grows, Austin grows, this area grows, like Stillhouse and Lake Belton. Well, growing up on Stillhouse, I can tell you right now, as a kid, we didn't have near the population that Harker Heights and all that area has now. So you have a lake, it's the same area lake, but you have more people draining more water. So the rainwater that used to make that lake what it is, I think there's so much volume being taken for some of these lakes that are they rethinking some of these lakes or whatever? Are we going to have to do, what can we do to add more water because we got more water coming out? So I that's why I asked that question.
That's going to come to your state legislatures and stuff like that. if they want to build another reservoir. And that's a lot of things involved.
Right.
And there's a lot of laws and environmental stuff that we have to jump through to do that stuff now. So.
Okay. Well, I just... Okay, so if y'all have heard anything, that's the answer today. Not that we know of. let's see here. As moving on, we're at 1,026 on fatality, about 256 a month, 8.5 a day is what our state has on our fatality rate. And as like I say, summertime is here. Kids are out of school, wanting to go to lakes, wanting to travel, and that's why I brought Miss Emmett. On the day to talk about, because one of the things that I think the last show I was here, there was a concern about boat trailers and RVs and stuff like that, certainly that go out to the lakes. And a lot of people are finding out through the registration office now that they can't get the registration for the trailer they've had because now they're being told they have to have an inspection on that boat trailer or that RV. And it's something that's always kind of been a law. It just, but whether it's a lack of enforcement or just not getting stopped and being noticed, but the registration office are now seeing these trailers, and anything 4,501 or more is going to require an inspection on that trailer unless it's for farm use. And saw a barbecue pit trailer this morning. The guy had his lights on. Had some trailer lights on, looked good, had his safety chains on, everything looked good, had his connection on. One thing he didn't have, he did not have a trailer registration on that. Now, he would not need an inspection on that because I don't think it was a smaller type pit. I don't think he would have been over the 4,500 pounds on that trailer, but he certainly needed a registration on that trailer. So mind yourself, if you do have a RV, boat trailer, and all that good stuff, or any type of trailer, it's 4,501 pounds or more, then you're going to have some type of inspection. And you can usually get them done at your regular state inspection that actually do your motor vehicle. So just thought I'd pass that on. Snakes, that's one thing. Are y'all seeing a lot of different wildlife affected through the lakes and stuff with this water?
Yeah, the lakes, with the lake being up, the snakes got moved up into the drier areas, and the wildlife is concentrated as well in the drier areas. So they're moving around trying to find food or whatever.
Right.
So they'll, you know, when we start receding, then they'll start moving back to their areas or whatever, and they'll probably move up on private property as well.
Yeah, I had a tree come over on my place and took down a fence, and then I had another one that went out. And I told the guys, hey, you know, cut that up, fix that, whatever. And that one guy, when he got done, said, hey, he showed me his picture of the phone, and he said, I'm glad you didn't go down there. I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I killed two copperheads while I was down there. I'm like, ooh, okay. Thanks for... I don't know if I was gay when we're supposed to listen to that stuff. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But he said he almost got bit. So where if you are cleaning up and there's a lot of people got down trees and stuff like that, and if you're around any kind of water area where you think they had to move or whatever, you're near a creek, whatever, just be careful out there and watch where you're putting your feet and stuff like that. You may want to scour that area a little bit before you start getting to work. Because, you know, like I say, some of the wildlife was affected, including snakes. One of the things the department's doing, we're in our third day now, the 72-hour national effort to inspect commercial vehicles. And that we do that once a year as a not only as a state but as a nation. Last year, when our department got involved in it, we inspected 8,714 commercial vehicles, and the inspection found that approximately 21% of the vehicles had hazard violations that required the truck or the bus to be placed out of service, 21%, so almost a quarter. And since also the inspector also placed 263 drivers out of service for various violations, including properly tracking hours of driving over the maximum hours and filling the properly typed driver license for the vehicle driven. So that happens. I'll give you an example. My son, he just has a class. He's a college kid. He has a Class C operator's license. Well, he has a friend their family's in the Ideal Poultry business, little chicks and whatever. And he had to go to Arkansas to deliver these little chicks. So I know it's a box truck, and these people have been in business for a long time, and I'm sure they're caught up on everything. But I told Ty, I said, now, look, you may get flagged over. The Texas license plate crossing state lines. That vehicle is over 10,001 pounds. It's 10,001 pounds. That's at least a Class C CDL if you're over that. So I think they're under the weight, but I said you may get stopped and checked, and this is what they're looking for. And if you are, because once you cross state lines, it's not the 26,001 pounds no more. And so a lot of people find that out when they're doing when they're pulling, say, trucks and their horse trailers. You know, it's 26,001 in Texas, but when you start crossing state lines, it's 10,001 pounds, either combination or single vehicle. So you start falling into CDL status. But if you fall into CDL status, then you start into DOT guidelines and stuff. So just be careful when you're crossing state lines that the rules, and this catches a lot of people on that.
So you're doing the rodeo circuit or something like that, and you got a, you know, your big old 1-ton truck, and you got a big old trailer at the living quarters, all that stuff, and
right,
you got to have a CDL to drive that if it's
you could
really,
yeah, if you cross the state lines,
even though it's not a big rig, it's just a truck and trailer. Yeah,
that's true.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So even now, if you know, that's why. When people say, hey, I've got this trailer, I said, first thing I need to know, what are you doing with the trailer? So I'm going to go in, all right, this is what kind of registration you need. You don't need an inspection. You don't need this. You don't need that. But if it's on a farm trailer, if I'm not talking farm trailer here, what's equine animals were added a couple sessions ago. So if you're in the rodeo business now, you still can get the farm trailers. Well, all that stuff is good. Up to 48,000 pounds. All that stuff's good in Texas. But once you leave Texas, or you go out of the 150 miles and go over the 48,000 pounds, either one of them, you go into the DOT guidelines, or if you cross that state line. That's a Texas thing. That's not United States. So that's a game changer, you may say. So that's the situation you go in.
Something to think about.
Yeah. So... flashing yellow arrow lights. Have you seen these new flashing yellow arrow lights?
Yeah, they've got one over there down by Westwood area.
Let me see here. There must be confusion. I watched a guy this morning had a yellow flashing yellow light.
Mm-hmm.
No traffic coming. Would not go.
Really?
Did not know what to do. I think he. Whether he had, I don't know if he hadn't seen one before or whatever, didn't understand what was going on. And I set through that light, and it went green arrow, yellow, and then red, and then it went back to flashing yellow after the red. So
that could be.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, I don't understand.
That's a weird cycle.
So, you know, take an old-timer like me. We're used to seeing the green arrow, yellow, and then red, and then went. But if you have a green arrow, you knew you had the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
You have a green light, and you're turning. You have to give the opposing traffic the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been a thought. So people are seeing these yellow, and I think they're maybe sitting there thinking it's fixing to turn red. But if you've got a blinking yellow arrow, it means you can still take a left, but you still have to give the right of way. That's basically what it means.
Yeah, just caution.
Yeah, so I just saw that today, just coming down here, and that probably got a little confusing to the driver, but certainly any questions on that, either call us, we can try to explain it, or TxDOT explain how that sequence works on these lights. So.
And again, if you have questions this morning, call them in, 979-836-9937, or send them into the emails, mail, mail@kwhi.com for Core Morgan, or Emmett Attaway again from the Corps of Engineers here. Have any questions about being on the lake, Lake Somerville, this morning?
We were talking, I mentioned about inspections and stuff, confusion and all that, so... One of the questions I got asked when all this one sticker program came out is, hey, Troop, what are we doing? What do you think why are we going to this one sticker? Now, obviously, Jimbo didn't put this thing in the law. I'm just trying to make sense of it like I do everything else. But one of the reasons that the state came out and said that we were doing away with the sticker so we don't have to manufacture a sticker. The inspection stations don't have to keep up stickers now. They just have to make a copy and give you the VIR report. And there was counterfeit stuff going on. And so the state was expected, because of all this, what I'm talking about, the state was going to save excess $2 million, something like that, on far as revenue. And so I'm sitting and watching TV this week. I happen to like Border Wars. I'm sorry. It's not a cop thing.
Yeah.
But our department is doing a lot of things on the border. We don't have a trooper Border Wars show or anything like that, but they have Border Wars, which is your immigration and your Border Patrol and stuff like that. I think it's interesting. I think if you really want a somewhat of an idea of what actually is going on our borders, that's a good program to watch and kind of give you an idea of everything that's going on. Got a phone call?
Yeah, we do have a phone call.
Okay, I'll take the phone call.
Real quick. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. Your question.
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Attaway.
Okay.
Just trying to see, does he have any idea when the lake will be back in operable position?
That's all going to depend on any more rainfall. Right now, some of the projections, I don't foresee us to have a lot of the stuff open by the 4th of July. It's going to be later on. We have some damage to our camping sites. So if you got plans for the 4th, you may want to plan somewhere else. If we get another inundation of rain coming in, that's just going to make the lakes come back up and push us back further back.
Okay. Yeah, I figured it's going to be a while. I just wasn't sure if you figured by the end of the summer or not.
But, you know, in the 92, you remember we went over in March of 92, and then we dropped down, and then we came back up in May, and then we dropped back. And about that time, it took us to almost September to get the lake back to normal elevation. So it's going to be a little while.
It's not.
How much higher is the lake than it normally is?
It's over 20 feet right now.
Over 20 feet.
Yeah, the normal elevation is 238, and we're at 258.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call and phone call. Again, 979-836-9937 today.
And to me, it's not all about this water going down, because you got cleanup and everything else that has to take place.
Because,
I mean, it's what's underneath that water. Make it safer.
Overlook, Welch Park, Big Creek. I mean, they're all all their buildings are all underwater over there.
And we take a kind of a approach that if the water comes off our roadways, we still don't open for another 2 weeks those roads. That we let them dry out so we don't tear up that road by putting all that traffic on it. That saves the taxpayer money because we're not having to repair that road. We're repairing something else. Now, the roads may deteriorate as we go and we make those repairs, but right now that's why if we close that road, it's going to be closed. Once the water comes off, it's going to be an additional 2 more weeks before we open that road back up. So they're just going to have to be patient with us.
Mm-hmm. I have a question before I move on to my inspection thing again. You have lakes like Somerville, and then there's I'm trying to think of the lake out there in Trinity County, that the Trinity County lake out there.
Lake Livingston,
thank you. I should know that. I was stationed out there. I just had a... Okay, anyway, I see residential housing and stuff around that lake, but then the core lakes you don't. What determines when lakes are built, whether they're a Lake Livingston or a Lake Somerville?
Our mandate, the way we purchase our land, we're a flood control reservoir.
Uh-huh.
So we're not going to put anybody in those flood areas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically all of our land with the territory rights of the county and the state. So basically all the state and county laws prevail on our land as well. So, and on like Lake Livingston, that's a lake that's been built. They're not really flood control. They're a pass-through. So whatever they're getting in, they're letting out so they can keep it at a constant level.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of a constant level lake unless we're in a drought.
Well, I guess who makes that decision, a constant level lake versus a core lake?
That lake is built by the Trinity River Authority.
Okay.
So like BRA has lakes as well, but they're like Possum Kingdom and Granbury up above us, and they're just water retention holding the pass-through.
Okay. All right, there you go. So I was watching this Border War. I'm sorry.
And we'll hold off. You can come back to it. We've got to take a break real quick.
Okay.
One more break. We've got to go pay some bills real quick. We'll come back.
I understand that.
if you have questions, want in again, 979-836-9937 or mail mail@kwhi.com. Back. We're safe to talk coming up right after this.
The Cowboy Church of Brenham meets every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Silver Wings, but you might want to be there at 9:30 for breakfast and fellowship. They have a live band playing country music with a message. Whether you're a cowboy or just like great country music and short, simple sermons, the casual Western atmosphere of the Cowboy Church of Brenham may be the place for you. For more information, call 979-836-0123 or go to cowboychurchofbrenham.org. Then worship with them every Sunday at Silver Wings in Brenham.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's first and original overhead door company. Family owned and operated since 1975. American Overhead Door is proud to provide excellent customer service and quality products. It's always been the goal of American Overhead Door Company to keep their customers happy. So for garage door sales and service, call American Overhead Door at 979-836-4442. American Overhead Door Company, 7405 Highway 36 North, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36 with all the American flags. Call American Overhead Door Company at 979-836-4442.
Hi, this is Charlie Pyle of Must Be Heaven Sandwich Shop in downtown Brenham. Tracy and I, along with our children, Jacob and Juju, have been blessed to live and work in Brenham for almost 17 years. Now our hometown is going through some tough times. The recent layoffs and furloughs from several employers have affected so many of our friends and neighbors. These proud people are not asking for our help, but let's not wait for that call. Faith Mission and Help Center has established giving funds at area banks. I encourage all who are able to give to those funds. At Must Be Heaven, we've set up a matching giving campaign. When you place your order at the register or pick up your to-go order, mention God Bless Bluebell and we will match your 50-cent contribution. At the end of each week, $1 for each person contributing to the fund will be donated to Faith Mission's Neighbors Helping Neighbors campaign. It's a tiny drop in the bucket towards helping our community heal, and I encourage my fellow business owners to create similar programs. As our recent weather reminds us, a flood begins with a single drop of water. God bless Brenham and Washington County.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sharma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Now through June 19th, register to win a $100 gift certificate to a restaurant to treat your dad for Father's Day. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla español.
Welcome back to Safety Talk once again here on KWHI. Craig Montana joined by Corporal Jimmy Morgan from the DPS and Emmett Attaway from the Corps of Engineers. Answer your questions again, 979-836-9937 or send us an email, mail@kwhi.com. And as always, Corporal Morgan, always very appreciative of you coming in and visiting with us and bringing us visitors every so often. We do like that. You get a different perspective on
things. I'm sitting here thinking now, do I need to have to bring a pilot next time? Because I got you got me on land, Mr. Attaway here on water, and now we're talking about air, you know.
Yeah.
I need to bring a pilot.
Bring him in. We'll listen to what they have to say. We'll learn something.
Mayday. So anyway, Border Wars.
Border Wars.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
Hold on, we got it.
Hey, look. So I'm sitting there watching, and you know, there's a immigration sitting there. You know, they're lying. I guess if you want to walk back and forth, they allow you to do that and credentials, and you have to present. Well, anyway, this agent kind of got the. I guess you know the word profiling. You hear that word a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? Trust me, you can't racial profile and all that, but in a law enforcement business, if you do it long enough, you read body language, you can't ignore your training and experience. And sometimes that's what law enforcement does. They read off body language and everything else, and they get signs, whatever, and they're going to spend a little extra time with that person. Well, they stopped the lady. Things weren't adding up. They asked you kind of what you're doing, whatever. So they get her to the side, and she ended up having over 500 counterfeit inspection stickers in her purse. So this deal where I was throwing about counterfeit, people say, well, that really, you know, well, this lady was trying to bring 500 counterfeit inspections over. And they said it potentially them 500 can turn into like $10,000. So how it works would work is that people that knew their vehicle wouldn't pass or whatever, whatever situation may be, why they wouldn't want to go to a regular inspection, they would sell these stickers and put the numbers on. And so as an officer of the law, if you weren't paying attention to detail and stuff, then they look pretty realistic. You know what? You know what caught the? You know why they knew it was counterfeit?
How's that?
They misspelled inspection.
Are you serious?
Inspection.
No.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No.
True. But got to tell you. Well, anyway, so that was pretty obvious why it was. They knew it was counterfeit. So anyway, so I guess there's some truth about counterfeit inspection stickers.
Well, I never would have thought that. I mean, because what it was like, you know, less than $20. To get inspected, wasn't
right.
it? Like 14 something?
Yeah, but if you can't pass.
Well, I still never thought about that.
If you can't pass, you know, whatever, you're going to go.
Just
what?
Drive to get caught,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh. So, there you go.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying.
Oh, well, okay. So, you know, this time of year, things are heating up. I couldn't help from. One of the things on this show that when I say I do a lot of heat strokes in vehicles. And we've talked about that.
We're getting close
now,
to that time again.
Well, we're already there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down the road the other day. I got my radio turned on. And I'm hearing a story of a 18-month heat stroke, a teacher in Florida. And forgot the child, 18 months.
Mm.
And so it can happen to anyone. There's just things that go on in people's life. And I don't understand it. But obviously, there's things that go that people forget, whatever's going on in their life. It's job related or whatever. They got so much on their mind. It's like thinking so hard driving a car and then thinking back. Well, I don't remember if I even went through that intersection, if the light was red or green. Same kind of concept. Where you just, but I, 53% of these situation where the parents left the child. What for, and I don't know if the dad used to take the child to the daycare and now mom's doing it today. What happens? Sometimes there's a mess up. You get off your routine and then you forget. But I just want to remind people, hey, it don't have to be 100 degrees. It can be 90 and 80 degree. I think the temperature that day in Florida was like 80 something degrees.
Wow.
But a car can heat up in 10 minutes like 19 degrees.
Yeah.
So again, I just want to caution people. Hey, the kids and the dogs and everything else, it's warming up. Let's don't leave no kids and stuff in the car.
Question for, because I think this came across. I think I saw it on social media somewhere. Say that you come across the situation where you're walking by, you see car locked, not running, kid inside, dog inside, whatever. You call for help, but you want to help out fast. You break the window out of the car to help out whoever's inside. Is there legally any repercussions for you? Like could that be considered as breaking and entering or grand theft? If you're breaking into somebody's car to save somebody like that.
I always say this: regardless of anything you do in life, as long as you can articulate what you do to a reasonable person that makes sense. I think you're fine.
Okay.
Typically, you're not breaking this window to steal somebody's stuff. You're trying to save a life.
Yeah. But I saw somewhere where somebody had sued somebody before breaking. You broke my car window.
You know what? I can't tell you that people cannot sue you. They can sue you for everything.
Yeah.
And I used to say, especially our grand juries and our juries, especially here in Texas, I would think enough. We have enough common sense people that a jury would hear. Or whoever was hearing this case, that they would say, hey, look, this person wasn't breaking your window to steal anything. you ought to be thankful they did what they did to save your child's life.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's a situation where that's what you're doing, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah. But you wouldn't see that and you would say, you know, that's a ticketable offense for them.
No,
busting
out. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't write it.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Would you write it?
No, of course not.
But I saw it come across where that happened before. I was like, you know, is that really? I mean,
well, that's the world we live in today, where people say that. Well, they ought to be talking to her. Now, here's the deal. While she's trying to talk to her about the suit, I'm talking to her about if the child was left in there over 5 minutes under the age of 7 and nobody was in there 14 years or older, then while she's trying to do the suit thing, I'm writing her the ticket for leaving the child in the car. That's what Jimbo's. And don't think that if you got injuries to that car and something happens, death may occur, mm-hmm. as a parent, that may go to criminal negligent homicide that a DA may take to the grand jury, and you may be forgetting about your suit. You may be worried about your more criminal penalties that you're looking at. Okay?
Just throwing it out there.
That's just me.
Let people know.
Okay.
So, you know, think about it. Don't say, oh, I don't want to break the window. Go ahead and do
it. Hey,
this.
Look, I met a new friend in Attaway, and we appreciate you having us.
I think I do, too. I like
let
you.
Me come.
All right. If anybody wants to get a hold of either one of you gentlemen, how can they go about doing that?
I'll let him go first.
They can call me at Lake Somerville at area code 979-596-1622.
Okay. You have an email address?
It's very, very long.
Right. And Google it. It's called Google. Google.com.
That's
our time.
It's called Craigslist. No.
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
979-776-3147 or jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov.
Was it that long?
It's longer.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, don't worry about
it. Yeah.
All right, appreciate it.
Matter of fact, that won the spelling bee contest this year.
Thank you, Jim, and you have a great time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Safety Talk once again here on KWHI and Brendan with it all again in another couple of weeks. Corporal Jimmy Morgan and maybe another special guest, whatever he decides, here on KWHI and Safety Talk.
I'm the Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol, my hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the Highway Patrol. I'm just doing my job.